Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas that fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio on January 17th, 2020. Your host, Wayne Benitez. Yes, my co-partner in crime, Tommy Two Chips, won't be able to. He has an important meeting to go to today. So we have special guest, women's wrestler, Notorious Mimi.
Hey, Wayne, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thank you. How's your night going?
It's good. Can't complain. Yes. They people are turning in at the SmackDown for Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Exactly. Perfect timing, yes. Right when SmackDown goes off the air.
Right. Yes. Paul Levesque, Triple H, one of his reps is probably listening right now on a recruiting buzz.
You can always keep your fingers crossed, you know, one of these days. Never know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, this show has been a luck charm for lots of guests during the past, definitely, to go to the major companies. Yes, Mimi, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
I didn't find wrestling until I was about 13, and my sister actually found it on YouTube, and she showed it to me. And as soon as I started watching, I knew I was a big fan, but I didn't realize that it was actually like a career path I wanted to pursue until probably like a month or so later when I got my first glimpse of women's wrestling, because I found a match with, I think it was like Becky Lynch and Sasha on YouTube. And I realized that, like, oh, hey, the girls can do this, too. And almost immediately, like, I knew that that was what I wanted to pursue.
That's awesome. Yes. Basically, Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks was your one of your a couple of women in the business that you idolize.
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, my top three would be AJ Lee, Sasha Banks, and Charlotte for women.
Awesome. Did you have any athletic background before training to be a wrestler?
Yeah, so growing up, I always rode horses with my family because that was just something I was raised around. I lived on a farm. And then beyond that, I ran track through all of middle school. In my first 2 years of high school, I was on the varsity team. I did hurdles and the 400, which is like mid-distance sprints.
Awesome. And what's your memories of training at the Monster Factory?
Oh my goodness, everything with training at the Monster Factory has been like an absolute dream to me. I always, like, every year when I pass my training anniversary, I remember how nervous I first was when I came, because I came to like an open house just to like scout the place and like see if it was somewhere where I wanted to train. And I knew almost immediately, and I was so thankful that Dan let me in and I got to start training immediately. But I'd probably say some of my fondest memories have been when the girls division first got to start picking up here at the factory. So we first got to start making our debuts. And then definitely the girls tournament on August 17th of last year, we got to have an entire show for just the women, and they brought the belt back.
Awesome. Who was your trainers at Monster Factory?
So our main trainer is Danny Cage. He is also the owner of the Monster Factory. And then usually we have either guests come in for super camps and stuff like that. Ricky Reyes has been a wonderful coach. He's actually here tonight helping out. And then usually our top students will help coach as well.
Awesome. And definitely Big Show is alumni to the wrestling school of Monster Factory.
Oh, yes. Big Show, Sheamus, Punishment Martinez, now known as Damian Priest, and Matt Riddle all trained there.
Yes. That's the elite right there.
No kidding.
Yes. And what's your memories of your first ever wrestling match?
So my first ever wrestling match wasn't supposed to actually be my first ever wrestling match. There was one women's match on the card that was scheduled to be Gemma Cross versus Miranda Vinette, and Vinette had car problems, and her car broke down, and she couldn't get to the show. So they just asked me, like, do you have your gear in your bag? I'd been training for probably just under a year at this point, and I was prepared and I had my stuff with me, and I was like, I do. So they put us on the pre-show, and I lost that night, but I still remember it really fondly. Gemma put me through my first match, and it was a lot of fun, and I was kind of nervous, but it felt so right that it never really freaked me out too much.
Awesome. Definitely getting your foot in the door.
Yep, it's really nice for
a chance. Wow. And you definitely, you basically a baby to the business. Definitely. You definitely right from just coming out of high school.
I'm not out of high school yet, actually. I've been training for 2 years, actually 2.5 now almost, but I started when I was 14. I'm currently 17, so I'm 3 years almost, well, 2.5, but I'm definitely a baby to the business still, and I feel like I probably always will be, because there's always so many, like, wise people who have so much to teach you about wrestling, and it's been a great experience so far, honestly, with all of the people who aren't babies to the business, because both with my actual age and how long I've been in wrestling, I most definitely am.
Awesome. What is like, what do your classmates' thoughts of you being a wrestler?
So when I first started, people were, like, a little weird about it. They were like, how do you think you're going to make it doing that? And the normal type of stuff that people react with when it's a non-traditional career path. But once I started getting to wrestle on shows and people saw me after I made my debut and after I won my first title, it got, like, more respect because people realized that it's, like, a legitimate option. And I don't know. I've never really worried too much about what they think, but people have started to really be interested in it, and I've had a lot of great, like, friends and even people I don't know come up to me and tell me that they really support it. So it's been a great experience.
Awesome. What was it like to finally win gold at Monster Factory? That what was like? What was that moment?
Honestly, that moment was one of the greatest moments I've had in wrestling thus far. It was really a super special thing because the women had their belt retired at the factory. The belt hadn't been in commission for, I think, like a year or so, and we got to bring it back for the girls' tournament, which I came up second in. But then when I got to win it at Turkey Slam, which is like our WrestleMania show, more or less, which is right around Thanksgiving, it was like we had the biggest crowd that we ever get all year, and it was just an absolutely magical moment.
Awesome. What's your memories of working with Ali Rex?
Honestly, to date, that might still be my favorite match. We've had two matches together. One was a triple threat, and one was one-on-one for their also at this time vacated title. And we went 14 minutes, I think. And she's so wise to the business, and she was just a great opponent to put me through one of my first matches outside of the factory. So I was still kind of nervous performing in front of a new crowd, but I was so elated that I got to work with her, and I think we really put on a great match, and the crowd liked it, and it was great to get to see her because she's wrestled for them for a long time, win a belt for them.
Awesome. And you definitely had a good match with her. Basically, it was very good.
Thank you. I think we matched pretty well in like size and fighting style, so it turned out really nice. It's one of my favorite ones to look back on.
Awesome. What's your memories of the three-way with Angel, Sinclair, and Jericho?
Oh, that was actually also a really fun match that I didn't know I was going to be on that show until about a week beforehand. And it was a 2-on-1 handicap match, me and Jericho versus Angel Sinclair for her tag team titles because her partner wasn't there, Ava Everett, who I've actually also worked with, and she's great too. But Angel was a ton of fun to work with. Jericho was really fun to be a team with. And White Eagle Hall is like, not the one that Beyond runs in, there's another one up in Jersey City, is absolutely a gorgeous venue. And it was one of the few times I've got to wrestle on the live stream, so that was also a lot of fun.
Awesome. And I noticed that you and Gabby Ortiz had a good match also. That was a classic, Matt classic right there.
Yeah, Gabby and I, she's definitely, we had a hell of a feud, so she's my favorite person to, like, have a full story against. She's my favorite full story that I've gotten to have. We had our first match at the end of the girls' tournament in August, and then we got to wrestle for the title again in October, and then I won it off of her in November, so hopefully another match of those will be coming soon.
Awesome. And who came up with the design of the angel, also your ring attire?
So that was something that kind of happened spontaneously. It started off with just, we had a show on October 26th, which was right before Halloween, and I wanted to come out in something kind of costumey, like even more than my normal ring gear. So I got a pair of angel wings. And then after like looking back at the photos, I realized that it was a unique thing that I really haven't seen any other wrestlers do. And it felt like a really nice piece of entrance gear, and I just fell in love with it. And it kind of fits into what people always perceive of me, because I used to try and like deny the, oh, you're like so innocent and so young. But instead, I feel like it was better to just embrace it and go with it. So I wear out my angel wings now.
Right. Yeah, your opponent should have been wearing the, should have been having the devil, basically. The she devil.
Yeah, if we'd planned that earlier, I'm sure Gabby would have been all for it.
What's your thoughts of working with Karen Bam Bam?
Oh, I got to work her back in probably like November. It was back in September. And it was the debut show for her company. And she is so wise and so different from everyone else that I've gotten to wrestle, because I normally wrestle people pretty close to my size. And it was really fun just to get an experience with the different girl in the ring, and she is so strong, and Jesus, does that girl hit hard. I love it. Anyone who really like works snug feels better to me, because it makes more sense, and I like to keep the crowd engaged, and I think that helps. And I feel like that match also turned out like a lot of fun. If only, you know, Debbie Kane, our special guest ref, hadn't gotten involved, the result would have been different, but I really enjoyed that match.
Awesome. What is like working with Adina Steele?
Yet again, I have so many girls that I love working with. I've been so lucky. She was great. I worked with her for standalone wrestling probably like a month or two ago. And I've been in passing with her quite a few times at Triple WA, which is in Pennsylvania, so I just manage and I can't wrestle there yet. But I was really excited when I saw that she was on one of the shows in New Jersey that I was on, and I think we put together a really great match. Fun fact, the first time I've ever taken a German suplex, and I'm proud to say I'm still alive. But she's a really badass chick, too. I like her a lot.
Yes, she definitely a good worker. And
sure.
What kind of what kind of music you listen to while you training and coming to the ring with?
So I usually do not DJ for our training sessions. I have to give all the credit to that on Davey Bly, who at the factory always runs our music, and he actually helped me pick out my entrance theme. I might revamp it because I've had it for like a year, so there may be new entrance music coming soon, but whatever everyone in the factory is at the mood for is usually what happens for training.
Awesome. And I was just thinking of one theme song, Notorious. Notorious.
Conor McGregor. That is actually where I got the Notorious name from. And on Factory Fridays, which is our like alternate universe show, I play Mimi McGregor. So I come out to that song.
Awesome. Yes, you're definitely being creative also with all types of with ring entrance and also also character development.
Yeah, we have a lot of great opportunity at the factory with the Factory Friday things. We get different shows with different themes. So on Saturday shows, we're just our typical characters that we would present to, like, if we went to a tryout or if we went and wrestled at a different promotion. But for Factory Fridays, there's different themed shows. Last one was Star Wars, and I was Padme. And we've got a lot more coming up, and I think they're, like, a really fun way to get into a different character and just work on being comfortable with being out of your normal self.
Awesome. What's your thoughts of working with Debbie Kane?
I had a ton of fun. I've worked with her probably 3 or 4 times. SWF is no longer like a brand that's around, but usually when I came up, she was the go-to girl that I got to work with, and she's always got, like, a different interesting match for us to have. And she was my first outdoor match that I got to have, which was a lot of fun. We wrestled at a festival over the summer.
Awesome. Yes. What were your thoughts of Tessa Blanchard becoming the first heavyweight champion of the world of a major wrestling company?
I thought it was really cool. It is a shame that it was shadowed by, I don't really know the full story, but whatever was going on around about the allegations with her being a bully and less than fair to all people. But should those not be true, I am very proud of her, and I think it's really cool that Impact was willing to put that much faith in a woman to carry the storyline, and clearly based on all of the awards she's won and all of the views that Impact has been getting and all the, like, buzz that she's been generating for them, it was a good decision. And I've, like, heard a lot of controversial stuff on it, but I think that intergender wrestling can present a really unique type of match format, and also the size difference can make for some really, really good spots. So I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it's really fun to watch.
Yes. Yeah, I get it was a major match between her and Sammy, and you know, and it's been always two sides of the story, of the situation and stuff.
Exactly. I don't know. I wasn't there. I haven't heard anyone talk about it in person
right.
who would know anything, so I'm just reserving my judgments
right.
on that one.
Right. Yes, and it's like it's the business. You will have criticism. You will have you will have friends or foes. Yeah.
Oh, without a doubt, it all comes with really any business that's in entertainment. But I don't know much about the rest of them, but definitely wrestling.
Right. Yes, and Tessa has reinvented herself for the last 2 years, and she's you know, basically stronger than ever, basically, and she, you know, improved in her in-ring style, and she was more, you know, more of a good worker, more edgier in the ring, basically, and she can mix it up with guys like a Jericho or any level and stuff, basically.
Yeah, I agree. She's really insanely talented, and no matter what anyone says, there's definitely no denying how hard that she's worked. And her, like, she works out so much, it's impressive. I just have so much respect for that.
Yes. Yes. Definitely a third generation wrestler, basically.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on women wrestling is in every wrestling company on TV and is now all over the world indies. What's your thoughts of it being huge now?
I'm so glad to see so many more opportunities sparking for women everywhere, and really, I think the super big one was Stardom becoming like associated with New Japan was really exciting to see because I know that they were separate and pretty unequal for a while, like in viewers and stuff like that. So the fact that women get to wrestle on the New Japan shows sooner rather than later is really exciting. And then for American indies, it's just absolutely wonderful because it gives all of the women wrestlers looking to make it more opportunity. And I just hope to see that keep expanding and keep getting more than just the one trademark girls match on every card, just start expanding. And even though I know that the amount of women in the business isn't 50-50, so the card doesn't need to be 50-50 split, I'd like to see it get up there with more girls matches on most cards. Because the women have just been killing it, and they're proving that they can hold their own.
Yes, definitely, it's a women's revolution in women's wrestling.
For sure,
it's
for
just
sure.
Amazing.
Just,
yes, definitely.
I've just been so impressed with everything that's happening and. Merch sales I saw for like Becky Lynch, she surpassed everyone and had like the biggest merch sales this year out of anyone for a certain amount of time, which was absolutely impressive. And it shows that it's not just a manufactured thing, like people really care about women's wrestling and want to see it. So it's great that everyone is hearing that and promoters are putting more matches on their shows.
Yes, and it's amazing how the crossover from MMA women's fighters are now in pro wrestling, like Shayna Baszler, Ronda Rousey, and the other two women are the Jasmine.
Jasmine Duke and Marina Shafir.
Yes. Yes, the four horsewomen.
Yeah, they're all so ridiculously talented, and Ronda just having her, because she was such a big name in MMA, switch over to the women's wrestling, I think, generated so much extra buzz and put so much legitimacy to it. And she was a really exciting wrestler to watch. So hopefully she comes back soon.
Yes. Can't wait when she definitely come back, basically. And I will call her basically like the hope she come back as sort of like the female Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman as her representative. That will go over well.
Yeah, I think that'd be really interesting to see, actually.
Yes. But you never know. You never know. The women's rumble's coming up, basically.
Yeah, the Rumble is always one of my favorite pay-per-views of the year. I got to see it live, actually, the year that Ronda debuted. And I just think it's always so, like, surprising because you never know who's going to come out, who you're going to get to see who's, like, a returning legend. And usually the result is a pretty good surprise, too. So I'm excited for this year.
Yes, definitely. And I still say it's enough room for all women's show on besides Wild on TV. They can add some more women wrestling one or 2 hour shows.
Yeah, I think for sure there could be an all women's show. I know that Wow is live, I believe, on most people's TVs, and they've been absolutely killing it too, so that's been really cool to see. I've seen a couple of those girls in person, and they're all incredibly talented.
Yes, they definitely is a talented, basically. And Tessa, they do cross-promotion between Impact Wrestling Knockouts also.
Yeah, I know Tessa and Kiera both go between the two.
Yes. And don't forget Katie Forbes also, forgot about her, definitely.
Oh, yeah, yeah, her too.
Yes. And do you have any interest in going working overseas in the future?
Absolutely. If there's, like, any opportunity for me to tour anywhere, I would love to, because I think there's so, so much wisdom and, like, so many different styles, because people always say wrestling is flavors of ice cream. There's so many different ways you can learn, and I would love to have an opportunity to learn from anyone, whether it's a tour of Japan or a tour of the UK. I know that there's a lot of really good promotions in Germany and Europe, or in England, so wherever the opportunity could take me, I would love to go.
Awesome. Even in definitely new in Japan, definitely for Stardom and other promotions in Japan.
Oh, without a doubt, those women are so talented.
Yes, it's like so many, basically, and they now hooking up with New Japan. They have new ownership also. It's amazing that they want to expand it to America also, in Japan, basically.
I mean, I would love to see it. I know they came over, New Japan did, and had a good, like, tour of shows recently, because a lot of the guys at the factory got opportunities to do extra work there. And I heard even their live shows are absolutely, like, pay-per-view worthy, basically.
Wow. Yeah. I just hope these major networks more and more open the more doors to professional wrestling. And I see more, like, some reality show. I mean, the reality show era is fading away, and pro wrestling is more, they want more pro wrestling reality shows with guys like The Miz or any other ones, basically. They want to see they want to see the life of a wrestler's family or other things, also the business also, and it's picking up more.
Yeah, for sure. I think that it's great that wrestling and all things related to wrestling have been doing such great numbers on TV. And as for, like, seeing behind the scenes with wrestling, I think one of the most underrated, like, series on the WWE Network is Breaking Ground. It's absolutely incredible, and it's, like, a less reality showy spin on just, like, how wrestlers' day-to-day lives actually are, and it was focusing more on the training that goes into putting on the shows, and I thought that was a really good series.
Yes. Definitely, and big kudos to Triple H and his staff at NXT, basically, has been showing everything that how they do a lot of preparation of their training and everything, and it's they actually first class acts.
Absolutely, class acts. Those, the takeovers that really the weekly shows even that they put on are absolutely like action-packed and the most exciting things you'll see on TV basically all week. And then the takeovers that they put on is like beyond the highest quality wrestling that you see like anywhere. It's insane.
Yes. It's amazing how Full Sail and comes to life basically, and you would think it's it can be, it doesn't matter how big the crowd is, it's going to be a good show, even when they go to the bigger arenas basically.
Yeah, honestly at this point I imagine that the Full Sail University draws students who are just wrestling fans trying to be closer to NXT because their shows are so good. And I could just imagine people who like wrestling being really happy being able to go weekly because those crowds are electric every week the same way.
Right. Definitely the fans out there are definitely spoiled, basically.
In a good way, for sure, yeah.
Yes. Also, do you watch the current product of AEW also, of their women's division?
I do. I am a huge Chris Statlander fan, and Sheeta is also an incredible wrestler, so I've been keeping up. Usually, if I watch live, I watch NXT, and then I watch AEW reruns afterwards because TNT reruns on the app right after the show finishes airing, so I'll do NXT first and then AEW. But I think their women's division started off a little questionable, but honestly, they have so many great girls, and they've done like a lot more with their stories recently, and I really like what I've been seeing, and Nyla Rose is so talented. Riho is so talented. I just think that they're all so fun to watch.
Yes. And it's amazing how Riho started wrestling at 10 years old, 9 or 10, in Japan, basically.
I'm secretly a little jealous that you're allowed to do that over in Japan because I still struggle with not being legally cleared to wrestle in all states. I can't take bookings in some states yet, so I've gotten around that by being a manager for my team, but it's honestly, it's so cool that she got to start wrestling that young. That's incredible.
Yes. Amazing, basically. And they start out very young in Japan, basically, dojos.
Yeah, I mean, that one match with Kenny Omega and, like, a 7-year-old girl, I think, he makes her look like, honestly, like a girl, like, 3 or 4 years into wrestling, and I would believe it. They start really young over there, but it clearly pays off because they're all so talented.
Right. And it's amazing that she's 21 and AEW and You would think Kenny Omega is like a uncle to her, basically.
Yeah. Been a great friend to her along the way, I'm sure.
Yes. And I noticed also, even Triple A and CMLL, women is good also. And the men also.
Yeah, I haven't gotten around to watching that as much, but from the clips that I've seen of it, it looks like they also have, there's like such an influx of super talented wrestlers. There's so many, it's almost impossible, and there's so much great product to keep track of it all, but it's incredible to watch. It's
yeah.
Great for the business to have so many shows out at once and so many fans interested in different products and different shows.
Right. They call it oversaturated, but I still see a boom. coming, basically. A wrestling boom.
I mean, if there are enough fans to pick up all the products, it's not oversaturated yet. I feel like if everyone who's good enough can get a contract, then why not?
Yes. Yeah, more jobs, opportunities for the men and women.
Of course.
Yes. And definitely with AEW expanding their TV deal to for four more years.
2023,
four to 5 years, yes. Definitely amazing, definitely. And that product is going to grow, definitely, even with their second show also adding to it. Could be AEW Dark or... I'm still hoping for a women's show also.
Yeah, I've been so impressed. They've pulled such great numbers since they've started, and they've really held up a pretty good fan base. And it says great things for wrestling that they were able to get their contract extended to 2023 with such a big TV company. It just opens doors for maybe even more promotions to take such a big spotlight.
Right. And also with all the executives of TNT and definitely now understand how the wrestling business that these are other men and women that they came from all types of background, working backgrounds. You see Britt Baker as a doctor and.
Mm-hmm.
And they really opened up basically and how their backgrounds before they was wrestlers also and they were so much impressed with it basically with the Young Bucks and everything and they put so much investment into the to AEW basically to expand.
Yeah, it's insane how much they were able to build it from the ground up in, like, the span of a year or two. And all the wrestlers have done the same thing for themselves that are on there. Each is, like, individual businesses, more or less. They've each been able to grow and expand and get their name out enough to get a contract on a major TV deal, regardless of, as you said, like, what background they come from or what they were doing before they wrestle or as they're wrestling still. It's incredible what people can balance and how just talented everyone that's on the roster is.
Yes. And they paved the way also for other companies to get those deals with mainstream cable networks again, basically.
Yeah, exactly. The more mainstream TV networks that we can get wrestling on, the better. The more fans that see wrestling and are drawn to it, the more new fans, the better.
Yes. Is it anyone in the business that you would like to face one day?
Oh my goodness. My number one, because I'm such a super fan, will always have to be Sasha Banks. Because she's just so talented, and she was one of the first women who really, really inspired me to go after it and start wrestling myself. And then besides that, on the independent scene, I would say I'm a big fan of Hyon and Lainey Luck and a lot of the girls down in Texas. I would say Roxy definitely, because she was so well known for being so young and so talented, and I think that would be a great match to see between the two of us, even though there's not even quick math, let's see, there's not even like 40 years in the ring between the two of us if we got to wrestle, but there'd still be, I feel like we could put on an absolutely incredible match. And there's really, as you were talking about, so much talent out there that the list could just go on and on and on for who I want to wrestle.
Awesome. You never know. You might be called to work a SmackDown or a Raw that you could be working with any of them, like anyone like a Sasha Banks or Becky Lynch. You never know. They bring in a lot of indie talents for those that show up on Raw and SmackDown now.
This is very true. Honestly, that would be so fun. And any instance where I can meet any wrestler who's been doing it for a long time is great, because even when you don't get to work with them in the ring, you can usually, just by listening to them, pick up some important things for wrestling in general.
Yes. And I noticed that Vince been, I guess, you know, listening to Triple H on you know, having other talent on an indies opportunity to do television now, basically.
Yeah, it's great, all the big names that have been getting signed, like, straight off the indies, with, like, Shotzi Blackheart and Mercedes Martinez and all of them. Just, they've been getting picked up really quickly, and it's wonderful to see. It's, I think, partly because AEW, so there's, like, a pressure on each company where if they don't pick anyone up, then the other company will immediately. So it's great for the independent talent, too, because there's a higher chance of them getting signed.
Yes. It definitely is, definitely. Yep. Also, can you plug your upcoming shows for the listeners out there?
Oh, gladly. So the next show that I will be wrestling on is January 25th at the Monster Factory. I do not know who I'll be wrestling, but you can catch me wrestling in a face brace, because broken noses are very fun. And I will come out, even if I don't have a match. I will make sure that I get to do something that night, because I'm determined to wrestle. And then my next wrestling show is actually, if you have any Midwest listeners, I've never gotten to go out there yet, but I am going to Kickstart My Heart Wrestling on February 2nd, and I am in a 3-on-3 intergender match for the Viking Valkyrie title, and it's their inaugural like match for that title, so hopefully I will get to be the first person to take home that gold for the girls, of course. And then besides that, one show I have that I'm really, really looking forward to is TCW on March 27th. It's called Goddesses of War, and I am getting to wrestle alongside, it must be a roster of like 25, 30 other incredible women. So that show is going to be a ton of fun and something that really everyone should come out and support if you're a fan of women's wrestling.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, check her out on, well, at these future events, upcoming events. Even check out her work on YouTube or any platforms, DVDs, also Blu-rays, streaming, and
at the Notorious Mimi on Instagram, of course.
Yes. The Notorious Mimi, that's
M-I-M-I.
You're on Instagram and Twitter. Yes,
I'm on Instagram and Twitter as The Notorious Mimi. You can find me as Amelia Herr on Facebook, and you can also find me as The Notorious Mimi on YouTube.
Awesome. It's a pleasure for you to be on Wrestling Effector Radio. Mimi, you can come back anytime.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great talking to you.
You're welcome. You can come back anytime with anything, wrestling rants or anything.
I'll let you know if I have anything on my mind.
Okay. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you all for listening. If anyone is tuned in still, it's been a couple minutes, but I'm very glad that everyone came, and I thank you all, and I hope you have a great night.
Yes. You have a good one as well.
Thank you. Bye, Wayne.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Notorious Mimi. You can check this latest episode out at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingFactorRadio or at Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio, It Factor Entertainment Radio. For Wayne Benitez, signing off. Later.
Yeah.
Put a blessing beat.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you about the chick from the West Coast.
Whoa.
Light skin, baby hair, but she do the most. She like to bounce that ass on her tippy toes.
Hey.
She even tried to make me eat her out before I stroke.
Ooh.
She get evil, deadly down her needle.
Evil.
Think I need her, treat her like a needle.
Need her.
Pricey little bitch,
pricey.
Icy little bitch.
Icy.
Put it in her one time, now she fine by my.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. And then, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hyper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too smart. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Truth picking your eyes. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look. Hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slated before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they bribes, cause I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap?
She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. Got this pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really were, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop.
Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.